Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, God. So this is the Father, one of you, too, we do honor the Lord, and this morning for every one of you, live in the chat room, live by phone, archive, for the podcast. May the Lord's richest, richest, richest blessings rest upon every one of you, or indeed our continued prayer. We are grateful and thankful to the Lord for this wonderful opportunity to share with you words of life, words of encouragement, pearls of encouragement and wisdom that I pray that would be encouragement for your soul and for your life. Amen. Amen. So we are thankful to the Lord for every one of you. Now, let us turn our hearts to the throne of grace. Father, we honor you on this morning. We bless you. We praise you. First and foremost, we want to thank you for your patience with us, for your eternal love towards us, asking you to forgive us of all of our sins, of omission and commission. We ask you to forgive us for those sins that are known and unknown. We ask you to help us with those habits and with those proclivities that we have a tendency of falling prey to. Father, we ask you, knowing that Jesus came and died and rose triumphantly, therefore, we are triumphant in every area of our lives. Therefore, help us to walk victorious in every area of our lives. Even those habits that we find ourselves easy prey to, they will no longer have control of our lives. I decree and declare that as an heir and a joint heir, that we are no longer victims of our own proclivities. We put ourselves on the altar. We say enough is enough is enough. No more moving backwards. No more going backwards. No more sabotaging our own future because of fear. We will move forward in what you have shown us. We are confident that we do hear from you because we know that you vindicate our voice. You back up what we say. Because of your name's sake and your glory, praise. Now, Father, we ask thee to wash us in your blood. You ordained this moment before the foundation of the world. So, Father, I ask you to anoint our lips of clay. We ask you to come in and speak through us that which you will decree and declare an atmosphere will not fall flat to the ground, but it will grow and it will grow and it will grow and it will grow and it will grow as seeds in the ground. And it will grow in abundance that those who are hungry will indeed have fruit to eat in a time, season, because your word never gets out of season. So, Father, we honor you. Now, Father, we ask you to come here for the Spirit of heaven. Feed us till we want no more. We ask you to teach us, lead us, and guide us into all the truth. We want to do those things that are pleasing in your sight. We give you praise and glory. Look on those that you are sending that will hear these words of life, either now or after the rapture has taken place. Father, we ask you to allow this word to fall on good ground and that millions will come to you, saying you sanctify, Holy Ghost filled, living for you. Hallelujah. A committed, beautiful life. And we give you praise and glory. And Father, we ask you to order our steps on today, that we will have a victorious, triumphant, peaceful, restful day, that the enemy will never be able to locate, trace, and track us in the spirit and the natural, that they are finished. And we align our minds, and we align our will, and we align our mouths, and we align our eyes, and we align our entire being with what you have decreed, and you decree that the enemy that has been active in our lives, their shenanigans, are no more active. They no longer have permission or access to us in the spirit or in the natural. Hey, we shut down the plot, traps, and snares. We give you praise and glory that as you restored Job, you have also restored us. Now you never hear of Satan coming against him ever again. So the same with us. Just as Joseph, you never hear of Joseph being sold or being condemned ever again. So it is with us. You never hear of those persons who were in pursuit of your manservant Moses. Why? Because you killed them dead. Why? Because you cannot move forward and do the things that you call to do with your mind, knowing that somebody from your past is after you. I thank you, Father, that you have shut down our past and those who pursue us and were pursuing of us, past trying to pursue us to prevent us from moving forward in our future. We shut it down. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. And the people of God said, Amen. Again, we are thankful and we are grateful to the Lord for each and every one of you out of my chat room, out of my phone, archives, out of the podcast. May the Lord's richest, richest, richest blessings indeed rest upon each and every one of you. Amen. Many of you have been wondering, perhaps, where have I been? Well, we have been ill, fighting for our lives, amen, very ill, unto death, as it were, but God said, not yet, amen. So we give him praise that he gave us another opportunity to say that he's alive and well. And that he is good. Amen. Somebody say that in their spirit. Matter of fact, somebody say it out loud. Say, God is good. All the time, God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being good. Amen. We are in celebration, as it were, of what is deemed as Holy Week for the true believer, follower of Jesus Christ, is deemed as Holy Week in celebration, in remembrance of that which was done for us. Amen. By our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are thanking Him, which every day is the day of Holy Week. Amen. Why? Because Hebrews 13 admonishes us to always worship the Lord in the sacrifice of praise for the fruit of our lips. Amen. Why should I yield my members and praise the truth of the living God by means of the fruit of my lips? Because it is the right thing to do. And when you choose to sing how his body was mangled for you and for I, he was sinless. He had no guile or sin in him at all. Oh, but because of love. Hallelujah. But because who else would who else would have done that for us? Yeah. Sometimes. She has to do it, said. But the Lord said, I am come that you may have life and have it more. Now, in Luke's glorious gospel, those of you who have your Bibles, chapter 22, we read several passages of scripture the last time we met. This morning we will be reading Luke's gospel, chapter 22, and it reads, "Now the feast of unleavened bread do not, which is also called the Passover." Somebody said the Passover and put a special mark by that, because we're going to come back and we're going to expound in those particulars. "And the chief priests sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people." Who's him? Speaking of Jesus, our Savior. Verse 3, "Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of 12. Verse 4, "And he went his way and communed with the chief priests," who is he? Speaking of Judas Iscariot, who got the loop, explained it. Verse 3. Verse 5, "And they were glad and coveted it to give him money." Somebody say money. Verse 6, "And he promised and saw opportunity to betray him unto them." Verse 7, "Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed." My Jesus, can you see here that our Savior is the Passover? Verse 8, "And he says, Peter and John saying, go and prepare us a Passover that we may eat." Can you imagine? You know that you will sit here as a fulfillment of the Passover, that you are literally the Passover, that in a few hours you will be sacrificed, like you're about to prepare the physical Passover. Those of you who would please share with me Luke 23 as well. And the whole multitude of them arose and laid into Pilate, and they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this fellow to burden the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ the King." And Pilate asked them, saying, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" And he answered him and said, "Thou sayest it." Then said Pilate to the chief priests and to the people, I find no fault in this man." And they were the more fierce, saying, "He stirred up the people, teaching through all Jews, from beginning from Galilee to the place." Now, how did they know unless they followed him? Remember, the Lord told us on yesterday that he was not alone. Surprised by the triumphal entry on Sunday. What was he teaching us? Don't get so caught up on the applause of man. Man is fickle. 1 minute they're for you, 1 minute they're not. But listen to the scripture that really just I want to listen to. It says, verse 6, it says, "When Pilate heard that he was of Galilee, he asked whether the man were a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he was belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, he sent the Savior to there." Now listen, it says in my ear, so this is what I want you to see. And it says, "And he questioned with him in many words, but he answered him nothing. And the chief priests and scribes stood and vehemently accused him. In the night, saying, since he's accused of the brethren, he projected himself through the people." This is verse 11. "And Herod, with his men of war, set him at naught and mocked him and arrayed him in a gorgeous robe and sent him again to Pilate. And the same day Pilate and Herod made friends together." Look at that. See that? Verse 12. This is what I want to pull out. "And the same day Pilate and Herod made friends together, for before they were at enmity between themselves." Persons that hate each other, they will put aside their hatred. creature for their goal, which is something that you got that they want. They'll tolerate each other for a minute, even though they hate each other. But I'm here to decree and declare that foundation has crumbled. I'm here to decree and declare, as God's prophet, who has anointed me to preach and glory his gospel and to set the captives free, because the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me to set the captives free and to loose the bounds and to loose the chains of those who are held captive. Hallelujah. Many of you are held captive and don't even know it. But I'm here to serve notice of you, Satan. How dare you put chains on the people of God? I command you to come to yourself as the prodigal son. Come to yourself in Jesus' name and come to Jesus as you are. He'll accept you with open arms. Hallelujah. And I shut down the wicked plot that we can gather in together. Coming against you, that season is over. I hear the Father say, if you want to be free, you can be set free. But you may be saying, but I don't know what to do. I don't have anything. You got something. All those persons in the text, the high amount of amazing. They had something with their head. They had their faith. And they used what they had. What was it? Their force. They cried out loud. And Jesus accepted it and received it. When you were tired and fed up, you would scream and holler and you don't care who. Hallelujah. Ever since the Lord brought me from this particular situation that I was in. So you got to speak it over yourself. I was in. You see, when God speaks a thing over your life, it's already done. You just have to grab hold to it and continue to speak it, continue to speak it, continue to speak it, no matter how Satan rages. You the leader. You the authority figure. You already decreed that you want the room cleaned up. And the room shall be clean. Amen. So what are the things that we're seeing here in this particular text of chapter 23? The main thing that I really truly want to pull out is that persons who normally hate each other, they will become friends. Verse 10. These were the same people who were saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. And now they are vehemently accusing him. They're accusing him. They're lying on him. They're backbiting. He's talking about many of them, the Lord has healed them. They followed him. Many of them, I hear the Holy Ghost say, was there doing the 5,000, the feeding of the 5,000. Jesus fed them. Can you feed your enemies?
But Jesus knew they would be less than a year or so. It'd be them same ones saying, crucify him. He looked at all his faces, He know who they are. I had all the spirits say from the Apostle Paul that if they knew that they were crucifying the Savior, my Jesus, he done no wrong. But Satan, in his attempt, he didn't want Jesus going to the cross. He had nothing to do with you. It all had to do with him. Because you see, when he was kicked out of the glory, the Lord gave him instructions. That you will be forever lost. You will be bound and thrust into the lake of fire. And that was it. When the Lord decrees a thing, it is done. When the Lord thinks a thing, it is done. So the Lord thinks good thoughts towards us. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil. Thank God the Lord's thoughts towards us are peace. Because if it wasn't, my God, we'd be messed up. David said, blessed is the man whose sins are not imputed unto them. We are blessed. That we are now under the jurisdiction and under the seasons of grace. So when these last few moments in verse 12 of Luke 23, is that not profound? Here they are, these two leaders. Hated each other. And they still hate each other. But they became good buddies. I call them cutthroats. They became friends just to come against our Savior Jesus Christ. So many of you have been going through trials and tribulations, and it seemed like the people coming against you have grew. Don't worry. They hate each other. They hate each other. So you just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Because Psalms 93 tells us, and 94. That we will see our desire on the wicked. And that he has given his angels charge of us to keep us in all of our ways. And that none will know why it's triumph over us. This is the promises of the Lord. He promises in Isaiah 54 that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us, he has already condemned. This is the heritage of the saints, O God. Glory to God. And we give him praise and glory and honor. So those of you who find yourself in the midst of trials, the Lord give me permission as his prophet and his spokesman to say that it's over. This is the week that it is over. You will start seeing it dismantle forever from your life. Hey, yes, sir. removes it, but he removes it from the foundation so it will never come back. God. When it seems as if the Lord is taking the Lord a long time. Number one, it's according to Daniel. Your prayers were heard from the first time. The angels were held up by the kingdom of darkness, and so they've been warfare. So you war on earth. You keep your faith. That's why those who believe God, those who come to God must believe that he is. That he is with us. He's not a man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should repent. If he's spoken, he's going to do it. If he said, he's going to bring it to pass. So you know your daddy, you know your father. Stand on the word. He's going to do it because he watches over his word to perform it. He'll never leave you, fail you, or forsake you. Trust him. Believe in him. He went to Calvary for you. He took mockery for you. He was spat upon for you. He was whipped unrecognizable for you. His beard was pulled from his face. His hair was pulled. He was mocked. He was talked about. He was kicked. He was done dirty. He was done dirty. But on the third day, somebody holler the third day. Say, my third day is here. Say, my third day turnaround is here. Say, I command my third day permanent turnaround to manifest now. Decree it out of your mouth with authority and belief. Say, I command my third day be blessed. Everything that's been dead and hijacked and sabotaged in my life, I command it to come to life now. In Jesus' name. That stubborn demon, that stubborn problem and situation and circumstance that refused to bow his knee and to leave my life forever, that stubborn witch, wizard, warlock, voodoo worker, hoodoo worker, diviner, human agents of Satan that refuse to leave your life. I command them to leave your life now. Take their bag of tricks and go, and never to appear in your life again. Their wicked plot that they had set up for you. How dare they? You've been blood washed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There ain't a witch living that can come under the blood or the cross. So, Father, we thank you this morning for reminding us of who we are and whose we are in you, and that you've given us authority to tread over serpents, not serpents treading over us. So we thank you that your favor surrounds us as Mount Zion surrounds Jerusalem. And you will never allow the wicked to triumph over us. Therefore, we will not be ashamed. Go in the peace of God, abide in the victory of God, knowing that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And this is your day of manifested victory. Get ready. I decree that every minute, every second of the hour of this day, victory and manifest the blessings that have been held up. I command it to be loosed and manifested in your life now.